Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today, over the phone, we are joined by Brett Kobernick from the Utah Avalanche Center. Brett, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time again.
Hey, Aiden, great to chat with you again. It's timely as we are experiencing some dangerous conditions up there in the high country.
Yeah, and we were talking about it just before we came on air, but conditions this last week have been bad, like you predicted last week.
Yes, we were seeing a lot of the signs of danger kind of creeping up on us with weak, sugary, faceted snow near the ground and a lot of new snow being added on top of that. And the conditions definitely got unstable. We saw numerous natural avalanches over last weekend and also numerous avalanches have been triggered not only on the Manti skyline, but throughout the state, including, unfortunately, two fatalities and two separate incidents up in the Salt Lake area. So, I think all this information should make it fairly easy for folks to understand why we are recommending that folks pay close attention to those dangerous conditions up there. It's pretty obvious right now with all these avalanches that we're dealing with dangerous conditions.
And so looking at this week's forecast or, I guess more specifically, this weekend's forecast, what are we kind of seeing up in the high country?
Yeah, so we're not going to see a whole lot of new snow. It looks like we should get a pretty good shot on Saturday. Well, I shouldn't say a good shot, but at least a few more inches. This isn't going to drastically increase the avalanche danger, but the problem is it's not really stabilizing rapidly either. So we're going to be in kind of a holding pattern with those dangerous conditions continuing into the weekend. Human triggered avalanches are going to be likely still this weekend. And they're breaking fairly deep, definitely dangerous stuff up there right now.
And then we talked a little bit about it last week, but this week in particular, is there anything people who are going out to brave the high country, is there anything that they should be on the lookout for?
Yes, absolutely. Probably the most important thing is to avoid being on steep slopes and avoid being below them. These avalanches can be triggered from a distance, so it's not only important to be aware of where you are if you're on steep slopes, but below them, because you can trigger them from below, and those avalanches can come down and catch you from above. Anyone who's heading up into the backcountry should be aware that dangerous conditions are going to exist this weekend, and that includes especially snowmobilers, skiers, and snowboarders up in the high country. But also, if you're snowshoeing or cross-country skiing down lower in some of the canyon drainages, side drainages in the mid elevations, anything once you get up about around 8,000 feet, you really need to be cautious about avoiding those steep slopes. North-facing slopes are more dangerous. South-facing are a little bit less dangerous, but I wouldn't split hairs this weekend. I would just continue to avoid all those steep slopes. There's so many great meadows up there and low-angled terrain that folks can go up and enjoy, and you won't have any problem with avalanche danger if you're sticking to slopes less steep than about 30 degrees. And the other thing I should mention as well is if you are going up into the high country, traveling on snowmobiles, skis, and snowboards, be sure to carry all the proper rescue gear and know how to use that stuff. A couple of the fatalities that occurred up in the Salt Lake region, the folks were traveling solo, so they had no partners to potentially dig them out. And at least one of them, it looks like it would have been an easy rescue. So important to have partners along with you as well.
Now, if there are people listening who want to go into the high country and want a more accurate forecast, day of they're going to head out, where can they find the avalanche forecast?
Yeah, that's a great question, and that's probably the most critical piece of information you can arm yourself with is what the current danger condition, the avalanche danger is when you go up in the high country. And you can get that information from a daily avalanche forecast at utahavalanchecenter.org. It's updated by about 7 o'clock each morning, and it's going to describe the avalanche conditions and weather conditions that you can expect during that day. So it's one of the best pieces of it, information that you can have before you head out in the backcountry, and hopefully that'll help you make some wise decisions while you're up there.
Now, Brett, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, you know, the big message right now is that we're dealing with dangerous avalanche conditions. These things will stabilize eventually, but it's not going to happen this weekend, and human-triggered avalanches are still likely. So stay tuned to that avalanche forecast, and again, we'll keep you in tune with the current conditions up there.
Well, Brett, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center, and we were previewing this week's avalanche forecast. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.